Watch, Rosie O'Donnell tells Trump to watch musicals so he can learn about founding fathers, gays. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 1, 2025. Rosie O'Donnell is bizarrely suggesting that President Donald Trump watch musicals so he can actually learn about founding fathers and the gay community. Fascism has taken hold in the United States. The community fearmongered while attending a Christina Aguilera's burlesque musical in London. In an interview with Attitude magazine outside of London's Savoy Theatre, O'Donnell said President Trump should watch Hamilton so he can actually learn about our founding fathers and understand exactly what it means to have the role that he has. Watch below. I believe he feels we're in a reality show, and he's acting like it's some sort of ridiculous television program. O'Donnell continued of President Trump, who has been working relentlessly to enact the agenda he was elected on, and who is averaging one peace deal or ceasefire per month in his second term. The comedian went on to urge the president to take a break from his work to watch the musicals Les Miserables and La Cage aux Folles, just so he can know how wonderful gay people are and stop his ridiculous marginalization of us. I stand in unison with every gay person all over the world, and especially trans people, who are being marginalized by this very abusive government we have now in the United States, O'Donnell added. Elsewhere in the interview, the television host gushed over her 12-year-old child for not knowing what sex she is. Bizarrely, and ironically, stating, "It's wonderful to see a child so assured of who they are. I have a little non-binary 12-year-old. And she asked me if I was non-binary," O'Donnell said. "I told her no, I was an OG lesbian bitch. And she said bitch is pejorative. And I said, you are too smart for me, you're only 12. Watch below. But it's wonderful to see a child so assured of who they are," the comedian added. "They asked me, what did your class say when you told them you were gay when you were 10? In America, in 1973, you didn't tell your class, you didn't even tell yourself, you know? And we've come a long way, but there is still miles and miles to go," O'Donnell said. The comedian, in typical O'Donnell fashion, then offered the public fear-mongering, adding, "Now that fascism has taken hold in the United States, it's now or never, we're about to lose democracy and lose our country, and LGBTQIA people have to stand up." This is not the first time O'Donnell has promulgated bizarre, dictator-like references when speaking about the commander-in-chief. Last week, O'Donnell attacked President Trump over CBS canceling Stephen Colbert's The Late Show, oddly declaring, "We're on the precipice of full-blown fascism in the United States." These types of sentiments are a regular occurrence for O'Donnell, who, despite living in Ireland to get away from U.S. politics, can't seem to help herself from constantly spouting about it. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.